97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you are with us on this Wednesday morning, day two of early voting. And the lines were long in some areas yesterday. I had lots of reports from around St. Louis County, and we got those results in. You probably heard Kim reporting on it all morning. Many of the satellite locations had in excess of 1,000 people show up. The overall total was what, 15?
Just over 15,000
in St. Louis County yesterday, and then they've had at least 15,000 vote by absentee mail so far, and another 7,000 or 8,000 who voted absentee
with an excuse
in person.
Right.
So the numbers are adding up in St. Louis County. We also got some reports from St. Charles County. I did personally from a neighbor who went up there to the headquarters and was going to vote and left because she felt the line was too long. She's going to try to go back later this week. So I reached out this morning to Kurt Barr, head of the St. Charles County Election Authority, and I've got him on the phone this morning. And Kurt, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark, for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this on short notice. I just wanted to get an update from you on, I know the St. Charles County has two locations where people can early vote, correct?
We do. The main office at Highway 79 and Interstate 70 has always been the absentee voting location. And for these 2 weeks of voting early, we have a satellite location at Element Church, which is near 70 and Highway 64.
Was there talk of having more than just those two locations? Because it seems like it may have been necessary with the amount of people interested in voting early.
Well, yesterday was the first time in the last 2 years that we saw this type of turnout for early voting. The satellite location that we've used for the last 2 years has been underutilized until yesterday. So we'll look at that in future elections if more spots are open. But I think the biggest issue was just the parking issue that we had at the Election Authority location yesterday.
Okay.
And so there was two big issues there. The first is we share a parking lot space with the county municipal court, and they had a docket yesterday. So some of that parking wasn't used by voters, but was used by people going to pay their tickets and their fines. That isn't going to be a problem for the rest of the next 2 weeks. They're not going to have another docket. So that's going to help us out a lot with our parking situation. And the other issue was how we were handling curbside voting. I found out that a lot of people were stopping right in the entrance of my parking lot trying to get a curbside parking spot. And so we are adding more spots. We're moving where those spots are. And then we're going to have somebody out in the parking lot trying to direct traffic so that we don't have a repeat of what happened yesterday. So that we don't want voters to drive by, say the line's too long, and then not vote. We want them to know that they are welcome to come to Election Authority office and to get in. Because as soon as somebody got in line, they had a ballot within 30 minutes. We were able to process people very quickly throughout the day.
I also heard from someone that there was a ramp closed on 79. So once you went to vote and you tried to get back south on 79, you ended up having to go all the way down 70 to the next exit and turn around. Do you know if that's going to be the case over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, MoDOT decided that doing construction from the Election Authority office right before presidential election was a good idea. So to leave our office, voters have to do a detour. They can either go up Highway 79 and then do a U-turn at the very first exit, which isn't that far away. It's not a difficult thing to do. Or they have to take the service road and go to the next exit on Interstate 70 to get onto the highway. So it is a small detour. It adds a couple minutes to somebody's drive once they leave, but it was not a reason for, you know, increased lines. But yeah, I tried to get MoDOT to hold on that construction, but you know, they do what they want to do, and you know, eventually it'll be nice, but that's not going to be done until after the election is over, unfortunately.
Yeah. St. Charles County Elections Director Kurt Barr giving us a few minutes this morning to talk about what's going on out there. You said it, people had a ballot in their hand in about 30 minutes. On average, Kurt, how long would you say it was taking them to fill out that ballot? When I counted, it looks like we've got about 33, 34 things to decide on in St. Charles County.
Yeah, that's about right. Depending on where you live, there's a few local issues that not every St. Charles County voter has. Well, we've been mailing out those sample ballots, the same thing that is seen for St. Louis County voters. And I think that's really helped voters so they know how they want to vote and what these ballot measures are. It seems 5-10 minutes for most voters. There's always somebody who's going to take a long time, but I've seen people get in and cast their ballot in a very quick manner if they know exactly how they want to vote. We have lots of voting stations at our main office and our satellite office, so the number of people filling in their ballots is not an issue for the process of the line for voters.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Tell us what you have going on tomorrow at 10, because you're inviting the public, well, I guess in your case, to try to say, you know, the elections, they're secure.
Yeah, so tomorrow is what we call the public test. This is a logic and accuracy test of the ballot counters that we use on Election Day. And so we have all the machines that are going to be deployed at all the polling places. Election Day have been programmed, have been tested. They are sealed. They are ready to go. And so tomorrow, we're going to invite the public to come, and we're going to let them pick which precincts we test. And we're going to take those ballot counters out there ready for Election Day. We're going to open them up. We're going to turn them on, and we're going to run the state-authorized test deck through them. And we're going to show how, you know, this machine is accurately counting every vote cast and not counting any votes not cast. And there's a process for doing that, so we know that the machines are correctly working. And this is one of the elements of transparency in the election process that we're really working hard this year to inform voters about, so they know you can come, you can see this process, you can see that, you know, when your ballot goes in the machine on Election Day or during this early voting, it will be accurately counted.
Yeah, well, good. And that's at 10 a.m. tomorrow where?
At the Election Authority office at 397 Turner Boulevard.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I tell you what, Kurt Barr, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Absolutely. Good to get him on here. I know it was kind of last minute, but I texted him and he agreed to kind of explain. It's good to know that there was a little confusion out there. They're going to have somebody directing traffic there. And, you know, most people told me they were in line anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes yesterday around St. Louis County. And part of that's going to be knowing what you're voting on when mm-hmm. you get there. We'll make the whole thing run go a lot smoother.
Yep. I agree. I think over the next number of days, though, I think things will slow down a little bit. I think there was some excitement on day one. I'm not saying you might not still encounter a line whenever you were going to vote early, but I don't know if it'd be quite like it was yesterday. That's at least my guess.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely.
Get more at 971talk.com.